Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Hey, and we are on Dalam Abeis, towards the bottom. We just had the Mishnah. Today's daf will be about Inyani Geirus and Geirim and different statuses of, and what is the definition of a Geir for this halacha, for Bikurim, for marrying a Kohen. Obviously, a Kohen cannot marry a Geores, and for various areas of halacha, there are different definitions. Who could be a king? That's not on today's daf. Has to be from amongst you, Mikarav Achecha. So different requirements in different areas. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf that a ger can bring Bikurim but cannot be Kore the Parsha, because he cannot say Nishba Hashem Avoseinu L'Aseslanu unless his mother is a Jew. If his mother was a Jew that was naturally and natural Jewish ancestry, not conversion anywhere, so then the mother's Jewish, baby Vikori. So that's what the Mishnah says. And then the Mishnah also talks about Tefillah, which we will see halacha l'maisa, what we paskin, but the Mishnah only quotes one day. As we alluded to yesterday, we might not paskin like this Mishnah. There's another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which will come up on today's daf by the Shem a little bit later. But the Mishnah, the Gemara then quoted Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosa in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that who are we talking about in the Mishnah that says if Imam Yisrael, you can be maybe Vikore? Because after all, the Gemara is bothered. Just because your mother's be Yisrael, does that give you a portion for sure in the in Eretz Yisrael that you could say, Asher Nishba Hashem Avoseinu L'Aseslanu? So yeah, they say, only descendants of Yisrael. Ibnei Keni Chosein Moshe he must be. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah says Imam Yisrael, only if you also have this detail. Look in the Ras Yirmiyahu. The Ras Yirmiyahu says, B'mishna pirashi d'yesh lahem chelik ba'aretz. Right, they have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. D'chsev v'haya hatova hu asher yitav Hashem imanu v'etavnu lach. U'moshe ki amar mipi ha'kvura hu da'amar. Right, when Moshe was making the deal with Yisrael to stay with them in the desert, he wasn't just offering something from himself. He was mipi ha'kadosh baruch hu, that he was saying that they would have a portion. V'kach shaninu, he quotes in the Sifri, she'nasu lahem dushna shel yericho. Hilkach lo matzinu l'mi utinhu elamitam asher nishba Hashem avoseinu v'chulu. And he continues, so Yisro had a portion. So when it says Imam Yisro, that's what it's referring to. Says the Gemara. Now last line, Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Lazar lo amar kein. Chizkiya and Rabbi Lazar didn't say this, meaning they made this comment of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak referring to a question that's asked based on the next Mishnah. They didn't just give shot of this Mishnah, but they gave it this idea as a answer to a question. Elamatam Amru, to answer the following question. Because the Mishnah, the next Mishnah tells us a number of other people that are Mevi Ve'eno Kore. Mevi Ve'eno Kore, right? The Mishnah tells us on Amud Beis, that we'll get to, Ha'apu Trapin, right? An agent, V'ha'eved, and an Eved Kenani, V'ashliach, even a shliach, that's going to be a chiddush. We've got to talk about that. A shliach, right, usually we pass on the principle of shlucho shalom kamoso. So he is my stand-in. And yet the Gemara said, the Mishnah says here, that the shliach kanat, v'ha'isha, v'ha'tumtum, androgynous, mevi'in v'lokorin. Right, a tumtum, someone who is, you're not sure, male or female, androgynous, has both type of simanim, again, a talmudic, personality. Mevi and Velo Koren. So all of those in the next Mishnah are Mevi, but they are not Kore. So says the Gemara, Shahager Hari Amur Baparsha, but the Ger, Imo Mi Yisrael, we just said, our Mishnah says, if the Ger is Imo Mi Yisrael, Mevi Vikore. So these are worse than a Ger that's Imo Mi Yisrael, right? Why are these worse than Imo Mi Yisrael? And to answer that question, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Tipater be'ahin ger tahacha be'bnekeni chosei Moshe u'bnekeni chosei Moshe be'vin v'korin. That's what we're talking about, descendant of Yisro, and that's where they may be v'korin. That's where they're different. The other people in this Mishnah have other reasons for their exclusion, as we will see. Right, Isha doesn't have a nachla, and Shliach is not exactly kamoso in this context. Period. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Kaima Binyamin Bar Ashtor, right, not a common Amora, Binyamin Bar Ashtor Skumi Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba, he said, a different shot. Our Mishnah is not limited to descendants of Yisrael, but a different case. What's the case of Imo Mi Yisrael? Begoy Sheba Ba'avera Abbas Yisrael Himas Nisa. Right? And that's a goy that was with a Bas Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Right? And even though he's Jewish, right? If the mother is Jewish, so it uses ger in the Mishnah very loosely in this case. But that's the case that is being referred to in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not referring to, right? Then you don't need Zera Yisrael. But the Mishnah is not talking about a Jew who is born to two ger parents. If there are two, that's the chiddush of Binyamin bar Ashtar. Two ger parents, one would be able to bring bikurim, maybe vikore. Look at Mara fold up. A begoya ba abas Yisrael. Avolo beger ben ger. Deilu ger ben ger afilu eino imo mi Yisrael yacholomer lavoseinu. Dekivin she aviv nisgayer naase ki Yisrael gamur v'shaper amer laavoseinu. Even if both parents are gerim, that child could say la'avoseinu, because what does he have in kavana la'avoseinu? My parents, my father's Jewish, right? V'niskaven la'aviv hager. That's the Mara Folda. That's the pshat of the shita of Binyamin ben Ashtur. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yona lo amarkei. Rabbi Yona says, I agree. That's what Binyamin ben Ashtur said, but he said it in a different context. Lo amarkei ela Rebbe, this girsa is either Rebbe or the Gemara changed it to Rebbe Chiya Barba, Shama li'ilin debei Barba Ashtur. He heard this family of Bei Bar Ashtur, the Inan Gerim Begerim, they were families that both parents descended from converts, Omrim Elokei Avoseinu, and he overheard them saying in their tefillah, the regular Shemon Esrei, the God of our forefathers, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avram Yisrael Yaakov, V'hataninan. But he thought to himself, but doesn't our Mishnah say, Yemaisi Imam Yisrael Omer Elokev Oseinu, Hagirim Ben Egerim Lo? What does the second half of our Mishnah say? Right? Expanding it from Bikurim, also to Tefillah. Right? You need Imam Yisrael. You need the mother being a natural ancestry of Judaism. Right? And not Gerim Ben Gerim. So Omer Reb Yossi, and about that, that's where Reb Yossi quotes, Kaima, Binyamin Ashtur, Binyamin Ashtur says, Kumi, Rebbe Chiya Barba. He said in front of Rebbe Chiya Barba. Rebbe Chiya is a b'shem Rebbe Chiya Barba. Kaima. He said, Kaima, Bar Ashtur, Kuminan. Bar Ashtur explained the Mishnah in front of us. Begoisha, Baba, Veira, Abbas Yisrael, he must Nisa. That's what the Mishnah is referring to, of Imam Yisrael. Begoisha, Baba, Veira, Abbas Yisrael. So that's the case of Imam Yisrael, that you would be able to be maybe Vakari. But a case of, both parents being from Gerim, so that would be okay. According to Rebbe, according to Binyamin ben Ashtur. Good. Let's continue. We're going to get to more Lamaisa cases. Rebbe Zrikan, Rebbe Zira, Boi. Rebbe Zira holds. No, I disagree. I disagree. Klum, right, you Binyamin ben Ashtur hold that if both parents are gerim, that's enough to say Elokei Avoseinu. Klumu miskaven ella la Avram li Yitzchak li Yaakov. When we say la'avoseinu in our Shemona Esrei, in our Amida, who are we thinking about? We're thinking about our parents. Okay, avoseinu. Look at the next line. That explains it. Okay, Avram Yitzchak li Yaakov. V'chi Avram Yitzchak li Yaakov avoseim hayu. Rabbi Zrikan says no. If your both parents are from Ger and Gioris, then they're not maybe v'kore. They can't say la'avoseinu, and that will be a sheker in the pasuk. Remember, as we said, you know, what's the big deal? Just say extra psukim. No, if it's Mexica shikra, so then you can't say it. So Rabbi Zrika argues. Rabbi Zrika Amar Zira argues on this shita of Binyamin ben Ashtur. Just no ger parents, you can't say it. And also even just on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Imam Yisrael, klum nishba kadosh baruchu lo lezacharim shemel in a kevos. Right? Our Mishnah, Imam Yisrael is enough to say, right, matrilineal, would be good enough, right? The land was given to the men. They received a portion. So how can the Mishnah even say Ibn Yisrael? Rabbi Zrikan argues. The Gemara does not answer this question. This is the end. Right? So why is that? So the Rav Mara Folda says, Lo Bashani Midi, Vishema Lo Chashla. Because it's such a simple answer, then the Gemara didn't answer it. The Gemara didn't answer it. What would be the simple answer? So if you look at the Tosfos Yontif here on the Mishnah, remember, the Tosfos Yontif was written by a Talmud of the Maharal. Rabbi Yosef Liebman Hella was a Talmud of the Maharal. Why do you name his sefer Tosfos Yontif? Because before him, the Bar Tanura had written a commentary on the Mishnah that was like a Rashi. That's why it's on the inside, the Rav. The inside of the Mishnayos is the Rav. The Rabbi Tanoah is like a Rashi. So he wrote the Tosvos, Yantif, he's like a Tosvos. Because he quotes other Mishnayos, and he doesn't just give pshat of the Mishnah. That's what the Rav does. That's what the Bar Tanura does. But the Tosvos Yantif quotes Rashi, quotes the Rishonim, and he goes back and forth like a Tosvos on the Mishnah. So that's what we have here. V'shem alachash l'shnuyei, d'la pircha, v'haino tam d'la pircha. D'yavagav d'li imo lo nishpa, la'avi imo shumi Yisrael nishpa. Right, as long as your mother is ancestral Jewish. I don't mean the mother didn't get a portion. Yeah, but what about the mother's father? We're talking about the mother who was pure ancestry Jewish. So that's simple. What it means, the mother came from Jews, and therefore even the father. Right, the Avi Imo is good enough, and that's why the Gemara didn't give that answer, because it's obviously that's what it means. Good. The Mishnah, the Gemara here brought up Androgynous. Androgynous is always an interesting bria to talk about. Tumtum is a modern, we know what a modern situation is, ambiguous genitalia. But Androgynous, the Talmudic being that has both male and female organs, is not as clear exactly what that is in modern terms. But it breeds for great Talmudic discussions, because is it a suffix? Is it Ritvan Yuma? Is it a chatzi? Well, there's different ways to approach it. And there are fascinating questions that are related. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph. This is one of those classic Minchas Chinuch comments that only he would come up with the idea of this. Minchas Chinuch notes that Mitzvah Aleph in the Chinuch, we know, is the Mitzvah Puravu. And we know we paskin like Beis Hillel that one has to have a boy and a girl, for a son and a daughter for Puravu, like Brias HaOlam, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava. Unlike Beis Shammai learns it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, so that's the marker. But we learn it from Brias HaOlam that we need a son and a daughter. The Ravid, the Minchas Chinuch, a Mitzvah Aleph, quotes the Ravid, the Androgynous Lav Safiku, Ela Chetzia Zachar Vechetzia Nekeva, Kamo Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's a machlokas. What exactly is the status of an Androgynous, which exhibits both male and female anatomy? So which is it? So there's either Bir Yibifre Atzma, it's a unique case, or Chatzi Chatzi. So the Ravid holds Chatzi Chatzi. Says the Minchas Chinuch, would you say, Im Nomar Diyachol Laholid Gamkein, Mikomakum Zevadai, ain't, he says, it shouldn't be a Svara, but he at least writes it. Ain Svara, Dinema de Baandrogonis Lavad Yasi de Chovaso, de Havile Benubas. Wait, you have an Androgynous, you have Chati Zachar, Chati Bekeva. Oh, so you're Yossi Puravu. No. De Xeris Akasavhi, Sheyelo Shne Gufim, Sheruuyim Laholid, Vizel Rakuf Echad. That's the, at least he brings up that possibility. That possibility. Whenever we have cases of two parts, the Gemara deals with this question of is it suffix? If is it a suffix? Is it a chatzi chatzi? Right. We have this discussion by Androgynous, by Koi. Koi is suffix chaya, suffix behema, right? And big nafkaminis in the midst of Kisi Adam, in the Isra of Chalev, right? Kisi Adam is only a mitzvah by chayos, not by behemos, and the Isra Chalev is also nafkamina between. So there's a nafkamina. So what's a koi? Is it a suffix zeh, suffix zeh? Is it a birya befnei atzma, koi? And of course, the one we like to quote, bein hashmashos. Bein hashmashos has double elements. So is bein hashmashos, suffix yom, suffix laila. And really, if we would know exactly, if we have nobody tell me, this is the exact moment that it stops, or no, it has elements of both. Like if you say, an Androgynous is chatzi chatzi, so it has elements of both in it. There's no suffix here, right? So that's what the Ritva in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, also the Achronim like to quote this Ritva, about elements of both. And that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara had the question, if you remember, what about the flower that's Bein HaBeinayim? What is that? We know a Kohen has to do the Avod of Kemitza. He sticks his hand in to the flower, and he rubs his thumb and his pinky, and whatever flower is underneath those three fingers is part of the Kometz. What about in between the fingers? What about in between the fingers? Is that part of the Kometz or not? So the Gemara says, I don't know. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan answered it and said, Suffolk. So ask the Tosfos, ask the Ritva. What did the Gemara say new that it didn't say? The first Gemara says, what's the halacha? I don't know. So the Gemara says, achar shibaya hadar pashta suffik ninu. I knew it was a suffik to start with. Right? So what's the Gemara's answer? Tosfos gives one answer, and Tosfos says that, oh, no, it's an unanswerable. We don't have an answer. We thought we had an answer, we don't have an answer. But the Ritva says, no, the answer is that inherently, it's what we would call a din suffik in Lumbus. V'ika l'medak, to keep it a suffik ka'amar dahave, my pshitusa ha'chalabayan, ask the Ritva. Right, since it says it's a suffik, so how is that answering the question? V'efshar dahachi kamar, bena binayim suffik, what does that mean? Lefishi hu nidon kipnim ukebachutz. Suffik means that it has both elements. You treat it as both. You got to figure out what you do here. So is it part of the komets or is it not part of the komets? Be machmir in both ways. You can't just be machmir, because if you take something extra in your komets, so then it's extra and it's pasul also. So, but at least lamdis, it has elements of pidim and suffik and pidim and chutz, and then he adds kesuffik ben hashmashus sheish bo min hayom min halayla. And he compares it to Ben Hashmashus. Hachanami yishbo mi bifnim yishbo mi bachutz ukekometz v'shirayim hamurevim biyachad. Meaning, it's a problem. It's like a kometz and it's shirayim mixed in together, which is a problem. So again, you got to make sure that the kohen doesn't get anything between his fingers. The Gemara there talks about, what if you have a really large kohen with really fat fingers? Okay, that's the ritva. And again, it's a little bit about on androgynous. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tani. So here's the Braisa. Here's the Braisa that is brought halacha l'maisa, as we'll see. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Ger atzmo mevi v'korei. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Forget whether his mother is a Jewish or both. Even a ger himself could bring bikurim and b'korei. Matam, why? Because he says Avoseinu, Avram's your Av. Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha, because Hashem in Parshas Lech Lecha changes Avram's name, adds a hey, Avraham, you are the father of all the nations. L'shavar Hayita Av L'Aram, originally you were the Av to Aram, where you came from. V'yachshav Mikan V'Heilach, Ata Av L'Kol HaGoyim. Right, you are the Av L'Kol HaGoyim, and therefore don't worry about where you came from, even a ger himself can't do that. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like this Rabbi Yehuda. Also, uvda kumi Rabbi Yavo v'horik Rabbi Yehuda. Not only did Rabbi Shimon Levi paskin like that in the Beis Medrash, but there was a story of Maaser Rav in front of Rabbi Yavo, and Rabbi Yavo paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis right here. The Rambam on this Mishnah. The Rambam says, remember the Mishnah says only one day, maybe ve'eno kore. The Mishnah about a ger said, maybe ve'eno kore. Kol zeh barur, ela shepsak halacha, maybe a ger atzmo bikurim v'kore. The Rambam pasul like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi ala Torah, Parshas Kisavo, Rashi quotes the Mishnah. Maybe ve'eno kore. But the Rambam paskins, no, maybe v'kore. V'samchu l'masha amar, Hashem l'avram ki avam mongoyim nesaticha, amru. L'shava yita av l'aram, v'achshav av l'chol olam. L'fichach, efshar l'chol ger, lomar asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu. V'pneisha avram av l'chol boi ha'olam, l'fisha limdum he'emuna v'hadas. The Rambam adds that. What does it mean, avam mongoyim? Not just biological, but theological. And religious. And the Rambam, the Avraham is the father of religion. And therefore, even if one is a convert, wherever you came from, Avraham is still your father. Right? And therefore, because he was melamed emuna vidas, belief in God and recognition of monotheism. That's Avraham, and therefore he is Av Hamon Goyim. The Rambam adds that in this way. And we know that Avraham spent much time being a teacher and a leader, even sacrificing from his own spirituality. We like to quote that. That's the Hakdama of the Chasam Sofer to Yaradeya. It's not printed in every Chuvas, but if you look in the Chuvas, Chasam Sofer, the Hakdama to Yaradeya, he has, it's called the Pituche Chosam. It's like five pages. Gorgeous. That's where he says, why did Hashem love Abraham? The Pasuk says, Ki Yedatev, L'man Asher Yitzav, Es Benov, Es Beis O'Acharav, because he taught his children. Hora Bazeh. And he taught all those around him. Ki nifleis avas Hashem la'avraham avinu. Al shalimei das es ha'am v'kirvam la'avodaso. Right? And the halacha of Bikurim reflects this. The fact that the ger kesei la'avoseinu, that shows cause he's connected to Avraham avinu. How was Avraham his father? Right? He wasn't born Jewish. The answer is Avram is father to all because he taught your ancestors about monotheism too. V'hi sha'am delo yoser mikol ma'isa atov v'schus ha'nefesh asher ha'ilo ba'atzmo. And this stood for him. This schus that Avram spread monotheism and belief in God, that's the greater schus that he has than any other. Ki be'emes gam lefanav haya. Yechidei skula, asher yadu as Hashem. Even before Avram, there were those that knew God. V'das drachav yechfitzu, u'ba'avaso yishko tamid. Milano gado michanoch. What about Chanoch? Asher me'otzem tshukaso v'dvekuso b'Hashem, nisparda ha'chavila, chevres arba yesodos. Right, he just came spiritually, became a malach, and he connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'inenu ki lakachoto. We don't find like Avraham became so purified like Chanoch that he just went up, he was zapped up to heaven. But it's not because Avraham Avinu couldn't have done it. It's not because Avraham couldn't have perfected himself and become like Chanoch. Lo, ki im Avraham Avinu alav shalom hayaose kasher asa Chanoch. If he would have acted like Chanoch, lehisbodeid atzmo mecheves bnei adam hisale gamulios mimalachakel. He could have done that too. He could have reached the levels of Chanoch. Vasher lo asakin. Why didn't he? Because he knew that's not what Hashem wanted from him. Hu ki is bonein b'chachmaso ki lo be'ela chafetz Hashem sheyashlim ha'adam es nafsho levad. Ves anshe doro yashir acharav tarbus anoshim chatam umachise Hashem hanisoyin azelimin oso. And he saw what happened to Chanoch and the Dor HaMabul. You know what he learned from that? He has the key line: Tov la adam lamait bashlamas nafsho laman revos kvod Hashem lamait es mardav laharbos avadav yodav. Even if one has to sacrifice from his own spiritual levels to bring up those around him. So you become a malach. How does that help God? Hashem created a lot of malachim. He doesn't need more malachim. Right? Anshe Kodesh, the Kutzker says. Right? He needs holy people. And then he continues. But that's like this Rambam. This Chasam Sofer expanding on this Rambam. That Avamon Goyim, Limeid Das. Limeid Das. And that is what the Rambam Paskins. And also, if you remember, we've quoted this in the past, in the letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. We have letters of the Rambam in the Igros. So there, in the Igros HaRambam, where he quotes the letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, remember this Ger that wrote a letter to the Rambam, that first of all he says, what should I do about brachas and davening? And also, what should I do? There are many around me that are screaming at me that I used to be an Ovid of Arizara, and they're making fun of me. They're violating the Isra of Onaz Dvarim in a big way. So the Rambam answers, he says, first of all, this for our sugya, first of all, you could daven exactly like a Jew, like a born Jew. Yesh lecha lomar akol ketiknon, v'al tishaneh davar. Don't change anything, says the Rambam. Ela kemoshi ispalo v'yivarech kol ezrach v'yisrael, kach roi lecha levarechu l'ispalel. Bein shispalal te yechidi, bein shayitish liatzibur. Whether you're davening by yourself or as the chazim, say what the Jew says. V'ikar adavar sha'avram avinu hu shalimei kala'am v'eskilam. Again, Avram. V'hodiyam derech ha'emes v'yichudash l'agadosh baruch hu u'bo'at b'avodah zara v'hefer avodasa v'ichlas rabim tachas chan v'nei ha'shchina v'kala'am yachit shmo shal l'agadosh baruch hu k'mo shkasa v'atara. Whoever believes in Hashem, talmidav shal Avram avinu u'bnei beiso hein. Right? V'kula, and you're part of his house. Aye, what about benching? Ava, what about hotzei sanu mi Mitzrayim? That's a trickier one. Right, Hotzei Sanu Mitzrayim, Osha Asa Nisim Lavo Seinu, Imrati Selashanos Velomar Shotzei Sa Yisrael Mitzrayim Veshazisa Nisim LeYisrael Omar. You want to say that by Chanukah, Shasa Nisim LeYisrael, and now you're part of Yisrael, but you don't want to say Lavo Seinu. Okay, Vim Lo Shanita Klum Ein Bekach Hefsed. You don't want to change anything. You don't have to change anything. Me Acher Shenichnas To Tachas Kanfei Yashchina Vinolvesa Al Hashem Ein Kan Hefrish Beinenu Uveincha. Now that you came under the wings of God, there's no difference between me and you, says the Rambam. V'kol anisim shenasu ki'ilu lanu ulchanasu. It's ki'ilu, your forefathers also. You take upon yourself a chaloshem Jew. Right? And he continues, and he says, what's my raya? Mimeseches bikurim. The Rambam quotes in the letter. Taman taninan ger mevi veino kareish and yochal lomar shenish b'asham lavaseinu v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Zesta mishnah. V'hilir Rabbi Meir. V'eina halacha. Ela kimo shenis parish biyushalmi Bikurim. The Rambam in this letter quotes today's daf. Rishami Bikurim. Taman Amrin Antani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ger Azmami Vekare My Taima Ava Mongayim L'Shavar B'Shem Levi Yomar Alok Rabbi Yehuda Asa Uvda Kamid Rabbi Yehuda V'Horok Rabbi Yehuda. Boom! The Rambam quotes our Gemara in this letter. Hine Nisbar Lecha Sheyish Lecha Lomar Asher Nishpa Shem Lavo Seinu V'Sha'avrim Avlan L'Chol Tzadikim V'Vodin L'Chshav Brachos V'Atfilos Shelo Tishane Klum. Then the Rambam gets off for the second half, and he says, and all those people who are screaming at you that you're an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, first of all, you were a convert from Islam. So you were never an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. They're wrong. And number two, the Gemara says, whoever gets angry is Ki'ilu Ovid of Avodah Zarah. So they're doing Avodah Zarah right now by screaming at you, and you were never Ovid of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam has that sharp lashon that he answers. Again, that's the Rambam. And it's not just the Rambam. It's many Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam not. Bali Tosfos, Paskin like the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but many Rishonim, the Bali, the Chochmei Sfarad, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, in Baba Basra on Daf Pei Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch Nun Gimel, Shulchan Aruch and Ilchus Tfila, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Nun Gimel and Arachayim quotes. This is a quoting from a Mordechai in a story that's quoted in the Rishonim. Yesh Monim Ger Milio Shliach Zibur. There are those people that want to prevent a ger from being the chazan because he can't say Elokei Avoseinu. V'nitchu divrayim, and their words have been pushed aside, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'nitchu divrayim. Interesting why he quotes that lashon, because it's a story that one of the early Rishonim made a fuss, and everybody said we don't pass in that way. So v'nitchu divrayim, the Mishnah Berurah says to Yachalomer Gamkin Elokei Avoseinu Davrim Nikra Avamon Goyim Kedusiv Kavamon Goyim Breishalimed L'chol HaOlam Emunas Hashem. Okay, so that's the Lamaisa. That's what we pass in. A ger could say regular tefilos, what a born Jew says in all of his tefilos. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes, once we're on the topic of Geirus, so we expand a little bit, talking about Geirus and who a Kohen can marry. A Kohen cannot marry a Gioris. She has the status of a Halachic Zona, right? Isha Zona v'chalalo yikachu. Elazar ben Yaakov omer, ha'isha bas geirim lo tinasi l'kuhuna, achatei ima miYisrael. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. Elazar ben Yaakov holds, if either parent is a naturally Jewish ancestry descendant, that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. If either parent is a ancestral Jew, so then that daughter can marry a Kohen. Right? If the mother is a born Jew, or not just a born Jew, a Jew going back, or the father is a Jew going back, either way, that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. Echad geirim ve'echad avadim shechorim afilo ad asara doros achet de'imam Yisrael. All the way back, you need one person, one parent, ancestor that's naturally Jewish ancestry, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita. We'll get to other Shitas in the Gemara. But first, the Gemara first gets back to the part of the Mishnah that we quoted before. Ha'aputrapin v'ha'eved v'ashliach v'ha'isha. All these, an agent, an eved, a shliach, isha. Big sugya, maybe we'll talk about this at some point soon. The relationship between aputrapis and shlichus. There are three principles that overlap or not. The Rishonim discuss which of these overlap with what? Shlichus, Zechiah, and Aputrapis. Right? Shlichus, I make you my shliach. Aputrapis, you're appointed an agent. And Zechiah, I do something on behalf of you. All of those, A is acting for B, but they're different. Some Rishonim say Zechiah and Shlichus are connected to each other and not Aputrapis. Some say Zechiah and Aputrapis are connected to each other and not Shlichus. Right, some of them are they, maybe all three are separate mechanisms, but there's three names, so we'll see. Aputrapis shliach, v'ha'isha v'tumtum androgynous. So all of these, mevim v'lokorin, shein yochel omar, asher nasata li Hashem. They can't say that, right? An isha didn't get a nachla v'aretz, tumtum androgynous, are suffic, maybe isha, aputrapis and shliach are not real owners, and an eved is also is partial as eved kanani, is chatzi, it's a partial status of Kedusha. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, v'chulu. So at least let's start this as the Gemara gets into this first sukkah. About Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah said, as long as one parent is, or ancestor is born, is a natural Jew, then that daughter can marry a Kohen. Really, there are three shitas in the Mishnah in Kedushin. Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Kedushin, in the fourth parak, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Basger Zachar Kabas Chalal Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, there are three there. Rabbi Yehuda says, the father, it goes by the father. Rav Yehuda's sheet is that chalal also is a psul. If a kohen marries a grusha, kohen marries a chalal, right? The child is a chalal or a chalala. Rav Yehuda says it goes by patrilineal. Gerus is like chalalus. And it goes by patrilineal. If the father is a ger, that passes to the daughter. If it's a born Jew, so then the girl can marry a kohen. And there are two other shittas there, which we're going to talk about. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is quoted there, right, which is an our Mishnah too, that one parent is enough. And Rabbi Yossi holds, even if both parents are gerim, the daughter can marry a Jew. Only a mamish giores cannot marry a kohen. The most limited of the shittas. But all of those shittas are learned out. They learned it out from one. V'kulin mikra echadheim darshan. They all learned it out from one pasuk. The following, a pasuk in Yechezkel, ki besulas mizera beis Yaakov. Not that this is the source, right? Because you can't learn any halacha midaraisa from Yechezkel, but we assume that this pasuk in Yechezkel is expanding on the din of the Torah that says a kohen cannot marry a zona, which is translated in a few ways, one of them being giyores. How do you learn it out from this pasuk? I guess we'll have to stop here. That's when we'll continue with these limudim about who a kohen can marry, and then we'll get into hopefully a little bit apotropis and shlichus on the next daf as well.